Starcasting to you from the City of Angels. Hello, everyone. I'm Kiris. Thank you so much for being here and listening to the Voice of Astrology podcast. This is our Astrology Cosmic Superpower for the week beginning Sunday, May 28th through Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. Let's journey together with astrology and explore how to connect with the stars, the planets, the energies for our new week ahead. There is no path to happiness. Happiness is the path. This week, astrologically, is clearing the path and being on the path of your life, which is happiness. Now, we're starting off the week, Sunday, May 28th, with the moon in Virgo. The moon in Virgo is making an earth trine flow to Uranus in Taurus. Now, the moon in Virgo, the moon is the emotional body, how you feel. It's not about analyzation. It's not about overthinking and going around the same obsessive loop in your head. It's how you feel. And the moon is also what you need. What you need for contentment, to feel calm, to feel centered, to feel filled up. The moon is also lunacy. It's the crazies. If we don't feed our moon, as I have been saying for years, we have anxiety, irrational fears. There's a different kind of feeling in the middle of the night, the moon, than there is during the daytime, the sun. Now, this moon in Virgo is the process of harvesting, separating. Virgo separates what is healthy, keep it, or this is poisonous, this is toxic, let it go. Now, this process of the moon in Virgo making an earth trine flow to Uranus in Taurus. Uranus is disruption. It's divorce. It can be sudden and unexpected endings that you didn't see coming. So this moon trine Uranus in Earth is goodbye very suddenly, very abruptly to the relationships, to the things that you've been putting up for God knows how long, and now it's goodbye time. We are also in the second quarter to full moon phase. And second quarter to full moon is when the light and power, the light of the moon is waxing. Things are intensifying as we move towards the full moon culmination point. So as we are building second quarter to full moon, and the moon is making this supportive, meaning it's easier to say goodbye, or people saying goodbye to you, something that has stood the test of time. It's gone on for too long. This is Taurus. It's fixed. And this sudden disruption of enough is enough is how we're starting off the week. Now, also the moon in Virgo on Sunday, May 28th, is making a sextile favorable aspect of opportunity to Venus in Cancer. Cancer is a cardinal sign of the zodiac. It wants to initiate, get something started. So with the moon making abrupt endings with Uranus, the moon in Virgo is also saying, well, where are the opportunities to begin the relationships, cardinal water Cancer, Venus in Cancer, to initiate the new relationships that will be more sensitive, more compassionate, more caring. This is the sign of Cancer. The kind of relationships that make you feel like you are cared for. So this second quarter to full moon, with the moon in Virgo saying goodbye to the poison, finally, with Uranus in Taurus. Taurus is ruled by Venus, relationships, and also the moon in Virgo making that sextile aspect of opportunity to caring Venus in Cancer. Monday, May 29th, Memorial Day weekend, respect, gratitude, and thank you to all who serve and to those who have made the supreme sacrifice so that we can enjoy the privileges and blessings of this beautiful life. Monday, May 29th, we have the moon entering Libra, ruled by Venus, and the moon in Libra makes an air trine flow to Pluto and rebellious Aquarius. Now, this is light. It's air. Air is freedom. It wants to move. The moon in Libra needs to share and initiate concepts, ideas, thoughts, communications. And the moon in Libra making this air trine flow to Pluto is saying, I want to move into the future with Pluto in Aquarius and have the people and friends, Aquarius, around me that share the same attitudes and mindsets of positivity. Aquarius is the rebel. Pluto is the death and then the rebirth. So this is yet another major aspect we're having this week, where if the communication, and I hear this so many times as an astrologer, clients will talk to me about how they're in relationship with a friend or whatever it may be, and the friend, the other person, is negative, 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 and they've had it with that. So making the agreement, the air trine flow, that we're going to think positively, speak positively, or Houston, we've got a problem here. Also on Monday, May 29th, the moon in Libra makes a sextile aspect to Mars, now in Leo. Now, Mars takes action. It cuts things away. It clears things that need to go, like this path we're clearing towards the full moon in Sagittarius. The blending of air and fire, it's very exuberant. It's very excited for the future. So we have this moon sextile Mars, the blending of air and fire, and air feeds the flames of desire. Tuesday, May 30th, we have the moon in Libra making an air trine flow to the sun in Gemini. Now, the two luminaries, the sun and the moon, the two lights, making an air trine flow to each other, the inner, the outer, the masculine and the feminine, saying, yes, this is when we are in harmony with what we're thinking and how we're feeling. And because we are looking at the element of air and the moon in cardinal Libra, this is the moving forward with the new style, the new way of being and communicating, being in harmony, the head and the heart. The moon in Libra also is making an antitia to Saturn in Pisces. So the moon in Libra, that gets things started. Saturn in Pisces, which is the addictions and the escape patterns, have to go so that Saturn can build the foundation and build the structure of the dream and the vision that you want to create and are creating for the future. Wednesday, May 31st, we have the moon in Libra making a mutual reception to Venus in Cancer. Yes, it's a square aspect, but squares urge us. They push us a little bit. They nudge us to take action. And so the moon in Libra making this mutual reception square to Venus in Cancer, two cardinal signs of the zodiac, this is let's move forward. Let's get going in creating the new kind of relationships, friendship, love, all of it, the partnerships where we can go forward together in harmony and receiving each other in a very beneficial way. The moon in Scorpio is also taking place on May 31st. The moon falls into fixed water Scorpio. This is the emotional imprints, the baggage that was placed on you by the family, by the caretaker, that was never yours to begin with. So the moon in Scorpio, ruled by Mars, and Mars in Leo is saying, let's get rid of this now. We are clearing the pathway forward. And the moon in Scorpio makes a square to Pluto in Aquarius. Pluto, again, is that death and rebirth. Moon in Scorpio is saying, I've got to rebel. Pluto in Aquarius, I've got to rebel at this time and get rid of the weight that's holding you down emotionally, psychologically. You can be feeling this in your body because the moon is the emotional body, where you're not feeling so great. You know you need to make changes, or you've just had it. Thursday, June 1st, we still have the moon in Scorpio, and the moon in Scorpio makes a square to its ruler, Mars in Leo. Now, these are powerful forces, with the moon in Scorpio making that square to Mars in Leo and in opposition to Jupiter in Taurus. Fixed doesn't like to change. They get set on a path that they keep going with fortitude and endurance. But this T-square involving the fixed, this is enough is enough. We've had it. Again, this theme through the week of clearing the path to happiness, because happiness is the path. Clearing away the things that make you so sad, so unhappy, things from the past that it's time to let it go now. Also on June 1st, the moon in Scorpio makes an opposition to Mercury in Taurus. Mercury is the everyday mind. Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury, but Mercury is the everyday mind, and in Taurus, the constant worry about money, the constant worry about lack, because we're looking at the moon in Scorpio opposing Mercury in Taurus. These are the money signs, my money, our money. So the everyday mind obsessiveness about worrying about finances, worrying about money, especially just the moon opposition Mercury that needs to make a change at this time about what is the loop that you keep obsessing about. Whether it's money or not, we're looking at fixed. So what are the obsessive thoughts that have been fixed that now the moon in Scorpio is saying, I've got to opposition, separate from this fixed mindset. Friday, June 2nd, we have Venus in Cancer making an enchanting water trine flow to Neptune in Pisces. So the fertility, the flow of water, the creativity, the emotion of water, Venus and Neptune. Neptune is the higher octave of Venus. What is the higher dream, the higher calling? Beautiful aspect on Venus's day, Friday, June 2nd. Saturday, June 3rd, we have the full moon culmination point at 13 degrees Sagittarius. Now, the full moon in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is happiness. It's positivity. It's faith. It's belief. It's that not only not recognizing boundaries and limitations of the mind, because Sagittarius is the philosophy. It's what you put your faith and belief in. Sagittarius is happy-go-lucky. It's the clown, it's humor. It's when you get up in the morning and you're excited about the day, you're excited about the future, you're happy about all of the blessings and grateful. Sagittarius is also gratitude. So this full moon culmination at 13 degrees, which is the second decanate division of Sag, it brings in an Aries influence. Aries is courage and bravery. Aries is what you see is what you get. It's a newborn baby. Also, Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, is trailblazing. It wants something new, exciting. It wants to innovate. It wants to invent. So this full moon culmination in Sagittarius is that the new path that you're on is not only the happiness, but what is the excitement? What does that mean for you? This full moon in Sagittarius, Sagittarius ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter is conjunct the North Node in Taurus right now. So this is getting on a new fixed path of happiness, increase, joy, and also being in touch with your feral, wild, true, natural nature self. The feral signs of the zodiac are Aries, Taurus, Leo, Sagittarius. those signs, those animals in the zodiac represent the part that will never be completely tamed. That certain wildness and wild and free, being true to your natural nature. So the closer you get to that, the more that you cut away the things that are false, the closer you get to being on the happiness path, being true to yourself and true to your nature. Also on June 3rd with the full moon making that opposition to the sun in Gemini, which is the everyday mind. Sagittarius is the philosophical higher. What's the big picture? The moon in Sagittarius makes a fire trine flow to Mars in Leo. How exciting is that? The moon in Sagittarius also makes a square to Saturn in Pisces. Pisces ruled by Jupiter. So knowing where we have to get grounded in the path of happiness and bringing it down to Saturn, Earth reality. Moon in Sagittarius also makes a sextile on this full moon day to Pluto in Aquarius, which is so happy to be in touch with the rebel, the wildness, the true nature of your nature. This is just a fabulous full moon in Sagittarius. And the theme of the week, because there's always a theme through the week, this week is cutting the path, clearing the path, and knowing that you are on the path of happiness, the truer you are to yourself and your true nature. Things have to go, things have to be released, but the increase and expansion of what this full moon is about. Also the full moon, the moon is a mirror, it's our satellite. So the full moon brings into awareness and light of how you truly see yourself inside. Do you see yourself as having faith, believing, optimistic? Do you see yourself as being brave? Do you see yourself as whoever and whatever you are, that to be true to that is the path of happiness? Sagittarius is the truth, the sign of honesty. So this is our week. A lot of rocking and rolling, but it's necessary to cut and clear this path and be on the path always of happiness. Happiness is the path. Thank you, everyone. I will see you all in the stars. Enjoy this beautiful full moon coming up. Thank you.